This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Diving right back into it on a Wednesday here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Yeah. Don't forget, it is a Wednesday, so we have our Fesco and Dusty poll question. Going exactly as I thought. The poll question on a Wednesday is, who would you rather bring back for the Kansas City Chiefs next season? Trey Smith, Nick Bolton, 456 votes. 70% say Trey Smith. I thought it would be 90 to 10. I'm almost there.
Yeah, I'm 70. Surprised by the 30%. I'd like to hear their reasoning.
Yeah. Well, he's quarterback of the defense. More people chiming in on which cast they would go on vacation with. And then the text line also coming to the rescue. Shannon Doherty passed away from 90210.
That's who it was. I knew somebody on that
show. Shannon Doherty and Luke Perry have both passed away. And Luke Perry's son, at least I used to, is a wrestler for AEW.
Really?
Yeah. He goes by the alias of Tarzan Man or Tarzan's Boy.
Oh, that's from that song by Baltimore, one of the great songs of all time.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Always reminds me of Beverly Hills Ninja.
It reminds me of 2014 when we played the Orioles, because that was like the only kind of like Baltimore song anybody could think of. It was like Baltimore's Tarzan Boy. There wasn't much to choose from back in that day. But that's a great song, man. You think Max ever heard that song before?
I think if he heard it, he'd be like, I know this song. I don't know if he like would know it right away.
You don't think so? No. Yeah, I bet he'd be Baltimore's Tarzan Boy.
Yeah. I'm sure when you hear it, you'll be like, oh, yeah, this is familiar. It just always reminds me of Haru from Beverly Hills Ninja, Chris Farley, swinging on a palm tree trying to get into the house. I am Haru. I am the white ninja. Sally Jones. R.I.P. Yeah, he was Jungle Boy, but now he's just Jack Perry. There you go. Yeah. So, yeah, sorry that I don't follow the AEW. Jack Perry is his name, and he hasn't been Jungle Boy for well over a year.
Well, God forbid you got that wrong.
At least I knew. He used to have a guy that was like a dinosaur. That was like his friend. And he had what was the other guy's name? Rocco Smart or something like that. He was like a little person.
No.
it was kind of hilarious. They were like a group of misfits. Yeah, you probably heard of this, haven't you?
No chance.
I don't think so.
No, chance. Dusty, he barely knew what a magazine was.
At least they'd never heard of it.
You don't know this song? It's a classic.
Classic
the music
80s.
Great.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
This music video is awesome.
Welcome to the 80s.
Yeah, man. I don't know that I've ever seen the video. For how psychedelic
is
it?
You've never seen the video to this song, God, how young are you?
Oh, he's got like a long, flowy shirt that's open in the middle.
It.
And
oh,
there's changing colors of palm trees in the back. A little trippy for sure.
Is it trippy? Is it like,
The only thing that gives me fear is the fact that, like, all of a sudden, I know where you're going to get Rickrolled. Never going to give you up.
Do you know that song?
Of course.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I like the Richard Cheese version of that one.
So you had mentioned something yesterday.
I did.
Yeah, about because you're always big on like anybody is tradable in baseball.
And football, other than Patrick Mahomes and now Bobby Witt Jr., everybody else is available.
And you were asking if you would trade Jack Caglione.
Mm-hmm.
And you had mentioned Rafael Devers.
Yeah, and then he got hurt yesterday.
And I had told you he's on the route to be the next Pablo Sandoval.
And I think you're right about that. Rafael Devers went on the injury list yesterday. Status for opening day, unknown.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the injury list already in Major League Baseball? It is literally an all-star team. It is the list is so freaking long with these guys already getting hurt. I don't have the patience for baseball players. I really don't. Like, it's spring training, and if you go through the injury list, it's a mile long.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, yeah.
It's spring training. We've had a week of games.
We see Mahomes like snap his ankle in half and be like, get me back out there right now.
That's what I'm saying. Right. You know, I just don't have the time for these guys. I hurt my cuticle. I'll see you in March next year. What?
I don't think Jack Caglione is tradable. And I'll tell you why. I think he's too much of a dual threat possibility. I think that obviously, we heard when he was drafted out of Florida that he can pitch.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's something that is going to be given up on. I think the thing that they are going to try to do is try to get him established as a big league player. Now, I will say that when it comes with Jack Caglione, a lot of people will say, well, they traded Will Myers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. And again, Will Myers was the number one player in the Royals organization, and I don't know where he ranked overall in Major League's pipeline of top prospects, but I think it was top three.
I was going to say probably top 10 just to be safe. Right?
And obviously they trade him, right, and get a haul back. And
they don't make that trade. They don't go to the World Series, let alone win a World Series.
Yeah, he goes to Milwaukee. Those guys come here.
Or they just don't make that trade. Right. He just stays here and they stay a middling team, you know?
To me, with Caglione, like, this team needs a bat. He's shown you that he has it. He's not drafted out of high school. He's drafted out of college.
Mm-hmm.
He seems wise beyond his years. He's a freak of nature. He's 6'5". Vern says like more like 6'3", 6'4". But his stat line says, or his bio says, he's 6'5", 250. The pop in his bat, the ability that he has with his arm, that if there is a day where, like, you know, maybe there's the new way of baseball where this guy can come in and pitch like the eighth inning someday and throw 99 miles an hour.
I'm not going to lie. That would be so freaking cool. If he goes from playing first base to the mound, like, that would be awesome.
It'd be great.
And it's like, not a positional player.
It would look like Little League when, you know, you replace your pitcher and the guy comes from third base to the mound and that guy goes from the mound to third base. Obviously that wouldn't happen in the big leagues, but like, it's interesting because of his ceiling and his potential. Will Myers was a first baseman as well, eventually outfielder, in the pro, but outfielder as well. So same sort of storyline there. But I would say that you have more potential to trade a guy like Vinny than you would trade a guy like Caglione.
Now, you won't get back for Vinny what you would get back for Caglione, and that's the difference.
And that's the other gamble. Rays. Yeah. And so when you send, you know, you have to hope that what you get back works out. When they traded Will Myers to the Rays and they got back James Shields and Wade Davis, at the time, everybody's like, Wade Davis, this guy sucks.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden,
they put him in the bullpen.
You got kind of a free you know, miss on that, right? Like, it was like, oh, yeah, he's not a rotation guy. But James Shields, I believe on record, has said when they made this trade, Wade Davis was the guy that you won this trade with. And then all of a sudden, he was middle fingers in the ninth inning, won a World Series, went to the Cubs, won a World Series, was the best closer for about 3.5 years. Caglione, I think with this team and the youth that they can build this team around, you can make him a 1-2 punch with him and Bobby, and you can really take this team to the next level, I think, with his potential in this lineup with this team and with this manager in Cotrera.
I'd love to see the behind-the-scenes stuff, if JJ calls teams, what they would offer for Jack Caglione, because I think you would get a pretty nice haul back in return. I think you're starting to see a kind of a similar logjam in that first base, outfield, catcher, DH spot right now, right? I think there's a couple of guys that can do a lot of the same stuff, and I think you are right. Vinny would be the tradable guy right now. now. Like, that's the guy you would look to move. If you fully believe that Cags is ready to go, and I think kind of behind the scenes they do, but they just want to give it, you know, a little bit longer, I think you start to shop Vinny this season to see what you can get, and that way it opens the door and Caglione can be your first baseman of the future. I could be totally speaking out of turn, and people would say, Bob, you're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about. I think it's hard to have both Vinny and Caglione on the roster together because they're the same position, right? They're that same spot in the lineup. They're that same spot on the field. Caglione would bring you, I think, a lot back in return. It would be like a Will Myers-type trade. Problem is, a lot of teams in baseball, as we know, aren't doing that. And I suggested Rafael Devers because he's complaining in Boston and he doesn't want to do anything other than play third base. Meanwhile, they signed, you know, what's his nuts from Houston that wants to play third base as well. And so you've got two people there that are competing for a job that really don't want to be competing with each other. And Devers puts up great numbers. You had said it to me yesterday. What about Cags for Jose Ramirez? You know how much I love Jose Ramirez.
That's why I said it.
I know. That's why you said it. I know.
Shields was about that age when they got him, and he was a pitcher.
Yeah. 30 is different in baseball than it is in the NFL, I think, too. I think you're just starting to get wise in baseball at 30 because that's kind of your prime because they keep you locked up in the minor leagues for so long so they don't have to pay you. So I think right now, if you were to say to me, would you trade Jack Caglione for Jose Ramirez, I would do that in a heartbeat. And I think most people will because you've got a proven guy at a position of need versus a prospect. And too many people fall in love with prospects, and prospects are suspects until they do it at the big league level. And I've always been under the impression of if you can trade a minor leaguer and get proven major leaguers back in return that you know can help your ball club win, you do that every day of the week and twice on Sunday. And that's why that trade for James Shields and Wade Davis, and does anybody remember the middle infielder that they got out of that deal as well?
To Tampa?
Yeah, God, it's going to drive me nuts now. I'm sure I'll get a text in about 2 seconds about who the middle infielder was that they got in that trade as well. But anyway, you
Jorge
see
Bonifacio?
No, God, no.
He's with the Monarchs now, by the way.
I don't know if you saw that. Yeah, great. So to move that organization forward to take that next step, if they don't trade Will Myers, nobody wins a championship. Nobody makes the playoffs. They made a bold move to put them in position, you know, to go out there and make that trade. And so I would love another bold trade because I think those bold trades are the ones that take your organization from here and take it to here. You've got to be willing to part with prospects and not worry about what anybody says if you're getting those proven major leaguers back in return. Remember, all those prospects that the Royals parted with, they said they parted with like some 20-some prospects over that 13-16 era. Who do we miss?
Yeah. I mean, it would have been nice to see Will Myers in a Royals uniform.
Elliot Johnson?
Elliot Johnson, that's it, yeah.
That was my next guess.
Yeah.
13 years ago today, is it Pete Weber to the Who Do You Think You Are I Am?
Was it 13 years ago today.
St. Louis native.
Oh,
the other thing that comes up, the elements of modern baseball, what smell reminds you of the ballpark? A cold beer, popcorn, hot dogs, or fresh cut grass?
Say it again.
Which smell reminds you of baseball?
Or of the
ballpark? Popcorn, cold beer, hot dog, fresh cut grass.
The fresh cut grass I love. Cold beer, when I smell cold beer, it's like stale, sticky beer, so
yeah,
I'm out
I don't
on
like that.
That.
Yeah.
Did you
popcorn?
Say
popcorn? Popcorn's a good one for
I
baseball.
I eat that every
you
night.
You always smell popcorn.
You do.
Like, it's just like it's
you
one
do.
Of those. It's like the fajita effect.
The problem
you don't
with
want it, but you smell it. You're like, where's the bucket of popcorn?
Yeah,
where's
because the popcorn never tastes as good as it smells.
Yeah,
that's so true.
Because
yeah,
they pop it 6 days in advance and they keep it in a big trash bag in the back.
I don't know, man. Movie theater popcorn is always going to
because
happen.
You put all that butter on it.
Of course
that's
I
why.
Do.
Like yeah, the, that,
my,
that's why. The ballparks, hands, they don't have that per
by
se.
By the end of that
topsies.
Large popcorn bag, my hands are as pruned as I am in a
uh-huh.
bathtub.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you seen the hack that they don't like you to do at the movie theaters? You put the straw where the butter comes out and you
yes.
put it in the middle of your popcorn bag and you fill it through the straw. And then when you're done, you lift the straw out and it like gradually goes through.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Wow.
Science.
Right? Somebody asked, was Zobrist the one that came, or did he come from the
no,
Cubs?
No, it was Elliot Johnson.
Yeah. Zobrist was the A's, I believe, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then he went to the Cubs after that? Is that
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
We traded Sean Manaea to the A's for Ben Zobrist.
That's right. And there's a couple others that got traded in that as well. But really, are you missing Sean Manaea? No, you don't win that World Series without Ben Zobrist.
Somebody says, I always smell the funnel cakes at ballpark.
That too. That, yeah.
That too.
The kettle corn is another good smell. And the one that the Royals just don't have is the peppers and onions cooking. We've got to get the peppers and onions back at the ballpark.
Yeah, you got to bring back the Sheboygan.
You do.
Oh, I'll pay $15 for that. I don't give a rip, dude.
That's like one of those things. I don't care. Yeah, if it's there, you got the peppers and onions.
Take
and
my money.
Let's go. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm always going to buy at least two tall boys and a
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Sheboygan, if it's available at the ballpark.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and 3-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.